Wastewater is an early warning system for communities as virus and bacteria cells are shed, giving researchers insight into community spread. With COVID-19, the spread was so fast it didn't give scientists enough time to develop the proper test to get out in front of the virus. Assistant Superintendent of Hamilton County's Metropolitan Sewer District, Bruce Smith, says in the last few months, signs of the coronavirus in wastewater have been elevated and relatively constant.
Right now, it's no one surprised that we would detect virus in the wastewater if most of the community has it and is shedding it. It doesn't provide a significant amount of new data, even as it is confirming and can be, you know, used to kind of reinforce the message.
MSD continues to collect samples and gives them to the EPA, which runs tests and provides information to the Ohio Health Department. Smith says the methods have improved and the sensitivity for finding viruses and bacteria has increased tenfold. This leaves the area better positioned if there is another outbreak of COVID or something else. MSD has collected coronavirus samples throughout the pandemic.
And so we have a time series of all these samples, and the lab is going to go back and now sequence genes and be a look at how the diversity of the variants has changed across time and to some degree across the geospatially across the county.
That work is just getting underway. It may be a good approach to find other organisms.
For example, we had even started it just before the pandemic, but it really took a different turn with the pandemic. But we were working with US EPA on monitoring antimicrobial resistant bacteria in wastewater to see if there was the issue of bacteria becoming resistant to various treatments for those.
And he can monitor it in the wastewater and see if it's increasing across the community. Smith has the ability to drill down in the data. Even though sewer water from the Mill Creek treatment plant comes from 450,000 people, MSD can sample wastewater on its way there to pinpoint where the virus or bacteria is coming from. Other cities and counties in Ohio, Kentucky, and beyond are doing the same thing Hamilton County is doing. In December, the city of Oxford noticed a COVID spread in three different samples. Wastewater sampling was part of the University of Arizona's plan to get students back to class. President Dr. Robert Robbins told CNBC how it played a role.
The University of Arizona for the last 2 years has been ranked as the number one globally ranked water program in the world. And we have a big water center here. And Dr. Ian Pepper has been at this work going back even 20 years to testing polio and other pathogens in wastewater.
Other colleges and universities are also testing wastewater to track COVID spread to dorms. They're working with the Ohio Department of Health. Here's MSD's Bruce Smith again.
While we have not necessarily found a magic bullet or this has really been worthwhile. And I would expect some of this approach to carry on into the future because wastewater really can provide a wealth of information.
Smith looks forward to the future of wastewater surveillance as an early warning indicator for other viruses and bacteria. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.